Georgia Southern hangs on for a 67-64 victory over Troy in overtime at Hanterfield House to begin the weekend. Second time this year that Georgia Southern has claimed a victory in an extra session. Fifth time this year they've had a game decided by five or less, but the Eagles find a way to come out on top for an 8-6 overall record, 2-3 in Sun Belt Conference play, as we're now joined by head coach Brian Berg. This is a situation that this team has been faced with quite a bit, especially since that FIU double overtime thriller down in Miami. What does it take mentally to be able to win games like this?
Players, give credit to our players. You know, these guys made a key stop. Zach Bryant made an unbelievable play late and was able to pull out a win. But extremely excited the way we were able to finish the game. We did make some mistakes, but that's an area that we can end up getting better at. But we'll continue to work in practice and make sure we can finish off these one, two-possession games.
And you mentioned the last 4 minutes, six turnovers during that stretch, allowing Troy to get back in the game. How can you work on something with just so little time to have to come back tomorrow and play again at three?
Well, you work the film. You know, we'll work the film tonight. We'll have guys prepared tomorrow. Really focus on, you know, late-game situations that you have to value the basketball. You can't foul. You can't give up wide-open threes. And then you have to rebound. That's an area that we got to get better at immediately because Troy did a great job getting on the offensive glass.
You held them to 30% from the field after halftime. There were different stretches where you held them without a field goal for six straight shots, for seven straight shots. Defensively against Division I teams, I know that after halftime is an area where you continue to work, you continue to stretch, you continue to fight for that culture. But what in this instance allowed you to play well defensively after halftime?
Well, I think we ended up we had a much better rotation second half. I thought also, guys, you know, this was a focus this past week. You know, we haven't done a great job. It's been our Achilles heel, having a great second half. And we did some good things in the second half. We ended up getting stops. This is one of our better collectively defensive games. And that's one thing that I'm extremely proud of. I want that to carry over to tomorrow.
You only allowed three fast break points. I know the transition defense was a huge focus in the last week, and none of that came after halftime. But looking up and down the box score, you played 11 guys, 10 of them scored. And the fact that you can go to so many different guys to answer the bell, I know that Zach Bryant really took control of the basketball late in regulation and then again in overtime. But to have so many guys that could put it in the hole is a benefit for this team.
Well, I think our depth is going to help us, especially with the Friday-Saturday matchups. But give credit to our players. They hung tough, held their composure. We did make some mistakes, but we'll learn from that and get better. Quick turnaround. Guys got to make sure they get their recovery, make sure they end up getting sleep and get ready for tomorrow. We'll work the film tomorrow, get a little walkthrough, and get ready to play again.
What else from a rest and recuperation standpoint can you do coming back tomorrow afternoon? This is something that we just talked about with Scooty, but is there anything extra that you can do when the time is crunched down like it is?
Yeah, one, get some rest, get some sleep, get off their feet.
You're not going to get any
sleep.
Make
sure you end up seeing Nick. No, I'm not going to get much rest. We'll go watch the film. But, no, they got to go see Nick, get their treatment. And, you know, you have to be a professional with this because it's such a quick turnaround. Guys done a good job buying into that. Excited about the opportunity to play again tomorrow.
What does a win like this do for this team since you had a chance to do it in front of your home crowd?
Well, I give credit to the Hanter Hooligans and also all the fans that came out to Hanter Fieldhouse. It's the best place to play in the Sun Belt Conference, best home court advantage. So can't thank those fans enough. And it's an opportunity. This is the fifth time our entire team's been together this season, so we'll continue to build on that.
Brian, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow in the sweep.
Thanks, Dan.
Head coach Brian Berg on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up. Eagles in overtime beat Troy 67-64. We'll take a break and take a look around the rest of the Sun Belt Conference brought to you by Vive Broadband. After that, we'll preview tomorrow's finale. Georgia Southern and Troy, this one goes to the Eagles 67-64 in overtime. This is the Ford Locker Room wrap-up from Learfield, IMG College.